You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online at wqcs.org. We've had some nice weather here on the Treasure Coast, leading many residents to outdoor activities. It's always a good idea to take steps against getting bitten by mosquitoes, but the Martin County Health Department has another incentive for us to do so. It's called chikungunya fever. It's very similar to the dengue fever, which showed up in Martin County last year. Dr. Karen Thomas is epidemiologist at the Martin County Health Department. She joins us with details.
Chikungunya is a viral disease that is transmitted by infected mosquitoes. They were first identified in the Caribbean about 2013, and the typical areas to find chikungunya would be, say, for instance, Southeast Asia, Africa, the South Pacific, the Caribbean are pretty good hotspots.
It comes in from people who have visited those areas that you mentioned earlier?
Yes. Usually, the imported cases are from travelers coming back from one of these endemic areas. And when I mean endemic is that those areas are known to have this chikungunya virus.
And is it transmittable person to person?
There's no transmission from person to person. There's always an infected mosquito in the transmission pathway.
And what are some of the symptoms of the chikungunya fever?
Actually, the chikungunya fever, the symptoms are very similar to dengue fever. However, what are stronger points are the fever and severe joint pains, especially in the hands and feet. So also having headache, muscle pain, joint pain, and some individuals, they may have a rash on their extremities. Usually, the incubation time is about 3 to 7 days. That's after being bitten by an infected mosquito.
So the best thing you can do is something we should probably do anyway is avoid mosquito contact.
Well, I guess I just wanted to make sure that, persons realize that it has to be an infected mosquito that essentially bites them for the transmission of both chikungunya as well as dengue fever. And that mosquito repellent, especially those that contain DEET, should be the ones that are used. And that they should be doing weekly checks of their household just to ensure that there's no containers of standing water that can act as mosquito breeding sites. Check in your screen doors. That's a good thing to do to ensure that if there's any rips or tears, that those are repaired ahead of time.
The mosquito that transmits chikungunya fever is the same one you had problems with dengue fever last year. If I remember correctly, that's a mosquito that bites during the day?
Yes, they're day biters. The same vector for chikungunya is the same one for dengue fever. So that's the Aedes aegypti mosquito as well as the Aedes albopictus mosquitoes. However, the Aedes aegypti are more effective transmitters of the chikungunya as well as the dengue fever.
We've been speaking with Dr. Karen Thomas, epidemiologist with the Martin County Health Department. So far, there are no cases of chikungunya fever on the Treasure Coast. There is a case in Broward County, as well as one in Miami-Dade and one in Hillsborough. It's rarely fatal. We'll have a link on our website, wqcs.org, for you to find out more about chikungunya fever. But the bottom line is it's always a good idea to protect against mosquito bites and to remove standing water, which is where these mosquitoes breed, from around your home. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.